Welcome to episode 26 of HACCP Mentor Review. This is a jam-packed episode where we tackle what seems to be the most confusing terminology in the food industry, along with cleaning equipment identification, who needs to be trained on a food production site, and a very nasty food poisoning outbreak. We also pay tribute to a very special organisation. How to identify cleaning equipment. The best way that I've found to identify cleaning equipment is through a colour-coded system. This allows particular cleaning equipment to be used in a particular area. It helps to prevent any cross-contamination if you have a high-risk and low-risk or high-care and low-risk areas. Dedicated colour-coded cleaning equipment is also great when you are trying to prevent allergen cross-contact during cleaning. Who needs to be trained on your food production site? The purpose of training is to ensure that all staff have the appropriate skill and knowledge to complete their food handling duties. The level of training required will depend on the individual food handler duties and the level of food safety, quality, and compliance risk of that food handler that they pose to the business. As a minimum, all staff are employed by the business and all contractors, including maintenance, should have induction training which includes good hygiene practices and food safety. This topic leads really well into this episode's action item. This episode's action is to check all contractors have been inducted in food safety. This means that people who do not work in your food production site have had some level of introductory training in food safety as it relates to your particular business. Contractors can include maintenance, cleaning, pest control, and waste removal personnel. The food poisoning outbreak in the spotlight this episode comes from India, where 23 children were killed after eating a free meal provided by a local school in the state of Bihar. The police investigation has reported detecting high levels of chemical commonly found in pesticides in the cooking oil. Verification and validation. Now, what is the difference? A recent comment on HACCP Mentor website from Constantino asks what the difference is between verification, validation, and calibration. In a nutshell, I find the easiest way to explain this is by the following. Validation is what we do going to work. Is it going to achieve the outcome that we desire and require? An example of this would be, we say that we are going to cook a food to a particular temperature because we want to make sure that there are no harmful bacteria. To validate the temperature chosen, we would refer to legislation, scientific journals, or other data that supports the cooking temperature we have selected will in fact kill the harmful bacteria. Now, with verification. Verification is best defined as being the things that we do to see if we are actually doing what we say we are going to do. So in the above example, with the temperature to kill harmful bacteria, we would check or verify that the food was actually reaching that temperature. This would be done through, say, testing the temperature of the food. Now, for calibration, we want to make sure that the equipment that we use in the verification process is reading and operating correctly. We would do this through a process of calibration. So again, for this example, the thermometer that we use to check the temperature would need to be regularly calibrated to make sure that we are always getting the most accurate result. If I've managed to confuse you even more, try and remember it like this. Validation equals science, verification equals checking, and calibration equals accuracy. This year, Codex Alimentarius, which is Latin for food code, celebrated its 50th anniversary. For those who are not aware of Codex, now's the time to learn. Codex is a collaboration between the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations and the World Health Organization. The primary purpose of Codex is to protect the health of consumers and ensure fair practices in the food trade. Codex does this by producing a collection of international food standards, guidelines, and codes of practice. If you are looking for direction on your food safety and food standards, or validation for your prerequisite programs, check out their very, very informative website at codexalimentarius.org. I'll put a link in the blog notes to this episode so you can go and check it out. Well, that wraps up episode 26 of HACCP Mentor Review. I hope you have benefited from the information, so please let me know. Until next time, I'm Amanda Evans from HACCPMentor.com, and I hope you have a great week.